KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives passing a bill that would expand the child tax credit and restore several corporate tax breaks. Not everyone likes it, however. Republican Congressman Thomas Massey says it gives away too much to lower-income families.
There's something in this bill called tax credits, but they're also called refundable. So what is a refundable tax credit? It's welfare by a different name.
And Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro says it gives away too much to big business.
This bill provides billions of dollars in tax relief for the wealthy, pennies for the poor.
The bill now moves on to the Senate. The U.S. now attributing the deadly drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. service members on an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. The White House says retaliation will be swift. A hangar under construction on the grounds of the airport in Boise, Idaho, collapsed last night, killing three people, injuring nine. California in the midst of heavy rain and snow as two atmospheric rivers collide on the West Coast. This is ABC News. Actor Alec Baldwin pleading not guilty to new charges of involuntary manslaughter after a deadly movie set shooting in 2021. ABC's Mola Lenghi says we're also learning more about the woman in charge of the prop weapons on the set of Rust. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed.
Court documents show 4 days after the shooting, the film's prop master told another crew member in one text exchange about Hannah Gutierrez. I told you Hannah was blackout drunk last weekend, right? Court documents say witnesses also claimed Gutierrez was high on marijuana in her hotel room while simultaneously in possession of ammunition to be used on the set.
She is also facing manslaughter charges. Some scary moments on a ski lift in Mammoth Mountain in California. A 16-year-old slipping off but grabbed by other people. Margot Wagner watching it all happen.
Everyone was yelling, chanting together to stop the lift.
The others on the chair couldn't pull the 16-year-old back up, and even though workers got a net underneath, she still slammed to the ground, was taken to the hospital. No word yet on her condition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican bills to ban race-based programs at the universities of Wisconsin are moving through the legislature. They got a hearing Wednesday. GOP lawmakers want to require universities to offer help to students based on need, not race.
One of the main effects that this bill will have is that it will put race hustlers out of business. Talking about how one person deserves one thing or another based on their race will never solve the problem.
The UW Board of Regents recently agreed to limits to diversity efforts in exchange for state funding. GOP lawmakers want to curtail some of Governor Evers' veto power. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar the governor from using a partial veto to increase any taxes or fees. Evers used his partial veto last July to increase limits on how much public schools can raise every year for the next 400 years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks came back but could not score at the end. Giannis missing from the foul line with only a second to play. Mark Jones on ESPN.
You see so many players forget they have to hit the rim. It comes off, tipped out, but it goes to Brogdon. And that's it. Game over.
The final, the Trailblazers 119, the Bucks 116. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard, 25 points in his return to Portland.
You know, I came in, I was just like, man, I'm actually going to the visitors' locker room. You didn't really know where I was going, honestly.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, these games are tough games. The home team always wants to beat the star coming back. That's 100%, and you can see it in their jubilation.
NFL, the Packers have a new defensive coordinator. He is Jeff Hafley, the 44-year-old head coach at Boston College, where he led the Eagles to bowl games in 3 out of 4 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Some patchy fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the rest of the day, although we will see a little bit of off and on sunshine at times. Our high right around 40, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 27, tomorrow partly cloudy, 36, then on Saturday partly cloudy with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Oboe. Thursday at noon, our old friend, columnist, and Renaissance man John Roach stops by. Don't miss it on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! Hello, Jim.
Good morning, John. Fun day today. Today's kind of your day.
Very fun day. I'm so excited about this day. It's a beautiful morning out there.
It is.
32 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh.
See
on the first day of February.
How bright the moon was, too.
No, I did not, but okay.
That's right.
I'm going to take your word for it. Was it bright?
Yes, right? Todd, did you notice that? Wasn't the moon bright today?
You know what? I drove all the way up and never noticed.
Yeah, thanks,
okay.
Todd.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Bye.
So I know where you were. I don't know.
I went for
Todd,
a little walk.
What do you think the odds are a street light?
Oh. He's out there howling at it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, it is. It's
okay.
Feels a little bit like spring, but I know it's not here.
But it still feels February 1st.
Right.
On this day, today is National Optimist Day. Let's be optimists today.
John, come on.
Let's turn over a new leaf. Let's be optimists.
No, every day is National Optimist Day for us.
Okay.
Don't you think we have a positive outlook disposition
on life? You know whose readings, I guess, I follow?
Oh, man. What are you, a horoscope guy?
No.
Good. What?
Marcellus Aurelius.
Nope.
Oh, him.
Yes.
No idea.
He doesn't know who he is.
He founded the Stoic Foundation. I'm a follower of the Stoic philosophy.
Okay, I'm 0-2.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Some of their who dares wins. Boy, there's a lot of them. You ever read the Book of Stoicism? I'm a firm follower of that. I'm not even kidding about this.
Who dares wins?
Who dares
that
wins?
That sounds like a Youper thing. That's later in the show.
Well, whatever. Yeah, we got that coming up today, too.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Marcellus Aurelius. Look him up, Todd.
All right.
That's why I follow his teachings.
So it's the development of self-control as a means of overcoming destructive emotions.
Thank you. I didn't say I'm successful. I just, I'm a little destructive at times with my emotions. I'll be honest with you.
I think.
I'm trying to control that, though.
I think more appropriate is our 6:30 guest.
Whatever.
He's the owner of C Street.
Billy's coming in. National Dark Chocolate Day. You know, that's something we could have talked to Dr. Kristen about yesterday. That's one of the things that medical people say should eat.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know the difference. I mean, I don't know why dark is so much better than the regular milk chocolate, but they say dark chocolate is literally really good for you.
Well, it has antioxidants, right? I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Kind of like blueberries.
But why does that and the regular doesn't?
Because it doesn't have as much sugar, right? Dark chocolate?
I think there has something to do with that. Like the good to bad ratio of dark chocolate is better than the good to bad.
That's why the lighter chocolate is better.
It tastes better.
Yeah. It's more sugar.
Tell me that I'm not the only one that did this. When you were a kid, your mom had that baking chocolate that was really bitter, sort of.
Yeah, that's the.
Tell me you didn't take that and put peanut butter and sugar on it and eat it with graham crackers.
I didn't.
I didn't.
I had a strict mom. She would
Well,
she didn't know we were doing it. But you never did that.
Well, I wouldn't take. I would take the good chocolate.
We didn't have good chocolate.
Okay, well,
why'd you have good chocolate? We had just had that bitter cooking chocolate. I need to do a little quick poll on this one. People, are you with me? Did your mom have that bitter dark chocolate in her for baking? Well, for brownies? They'd use it for brownies.
Every mom
and then you
did.
Take it and you put peanut butter on it.
Yeah, because like there's two cracker? Questions there. Because every I think
actually
every...
peanut. You know what's the greatest thing in the world?
I don't know, John.
I might when I'm on death row or wherever I am. I want crackers with peanut butter and butter.
What kind of
I
crackers?
I love peanut butter and
graham
butter.
Crackers?
Give me the regular cracker.
Saltines?
Huh?
Yeah.
Saltines. Yeah, the regular.
Right?
Yeah.
Saltines.
I can sit and eat crackers and peanut butter all day long. And with a little melted butter on it. Oh my God.
I'm 60. No? I'm 60. I've never had that. I've never had.
You've never had peanut butter on saltine crackers?
With butter? No. Nope.
Yes.
I haven't with butter, but you've had the peanut butter.
Oh, you gotta try the butter.
No, didn't we put that on graham crackers? Was it salty? Wow. I don't remember it on saltines.
Well, that's almost like a s'more, you know, when you melt it with the graham crackers.
Right. And with the good chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got this text. The late, great Bud Grant would be the best example of stoicism to follow. I love that. Love Bud Grant.
Right.
Green Bay game this morning. Just got a text. We're going to try to be out there, right?
We are 11 o'clock.
Yep.
I think that's at the Rush Center. I can't find the
tickets. I want to double check that.
I know.
Is that the Rush or at
GB?
Kress?
Yeah.
What else we got today? Black History Month. Very cool.
Oh, that's right. That starts today.
I still think that thing. Oh, by the way, I met with a lady yesterday. Okay. Husband was a Vietnam vet, passed away recently. Mm-hmm. She has a tremendous collection of baseball memorabilia, old Milwaukee Braves stuff that he collected, and a great collection of, and I'm just going to say the name of the organization, the Negro League guys. Fascinating to look at that stuff. Mm. I still think that's one of those to me. I mean, these guys, okay? Kansas City Monarchs, where Jackie Robinson played, stuff like that. They'd be on the road in these buses, and they couldn't go into restaurants, couldn't use the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And this is modern days. These are modern days, and some of these guys had just fought for our country. They fought in World War II. They fought in World War I. They fought for our country. They died for our country, and they couldn't use bathrooms and go into. That's beyond belief.
It is, and that was not that long ago.
It was not that long
ago. That's what, you know, everything we're reading back to 200 years. It's like, no. You guys, that was not that long ago. But
you know, that's why I talked to Jerry Kramer about that the other day in regards to Vince Lombardi, where you want to talk about squashing any sort of whatever. I still think pro sports in some ways was a catalyst for, you know, making things better, so to speak.
Yeah. And Lombardi put his foot down.
No question.
Didn't get, I don't know, like I told you, I just don't think he got the credit he deserved, although I didn't really know that either. But, I mean, that's leadership.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
You say to a wrestler, I'm going to close you down if you don't let these black people in. The guy's like, they're not coming in. Like, okay, and they're not.
See ya.
Right.
Yep.
So, that was.
Happy birthday, Pauly Shore. Never a Pauly Shore fan. You, Todd?
He's weird, isn't
weird.
He?
Weird. Like, weird. Like. He almost reminds me of Screech. Remember Screech who ended up dying? But like to the point of he's kind of close to his character weird.
Right. Right. Pee Wee Herman was kind of like that too a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, now that guy was weird. Pee Wee Herman.
Pauly Shore is going to do.
I don't know who that is, Pauly Shore.
I'm not surprised.
Although you got to admit one thing though. Pee Wee, some of his movies were kind of.
They were great.
I say we kill him. I say we hang him. Then we kill him. I say we let him go.
When he's in the bar.
Absolutely. Right? Then they do a tequila dance. Did he
get in a little? He got in a little hot water.
Sure. Yeah, he got in
his
hot
career.
Water.
Okay. Anyway, who's this Pauly Shore guy that we're talking about?
He was an actor.
He's doing a biography of Richard Simmons.
Really?
Talk about weird.
Yeah. Yes. But is he still around, Richard Simmons?
He is, but he's gone into seclusion, and he's not supporting this movie by any means. But I've seen pictures of Pauly Shore as Richard Simmons. He nails it.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. The shorts, the tank top, the curly hair.
Okay, can I be honest with you? That era, that would be me, too.
Yeah.
I had hair like that. I wore the shorts. I wore the tank top.
Oh,
you didn't have to say that to America.
I'm just being honest.
No. Okay.
No, just being honest.
That's.
I'm just being honest. Jordan Lamers.
Channel 5 weather guy this morning.
Oh, outstanding.
The young guy is 32 years old.
Good for him. That's all he is?
32
years
old.
Wow.
He was a star.
He does a great job.
He He was young when he started because
he's a Manitowoc County guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I
like
would
Reidsville.
Go on there.
Good guy. Great guy.
Every week back in the day, and I remember when he started. He must have been in his 20s. 22.
I had just turned 22 when I started on the air.
Oh,
in TV.
By the same age.
Yeah. 1982, late night with David Letterman debuted on NBC. 82, that far back. Wow, that's incredible. That was, I will say this, David Letterman was groundbreaking.
Absolutely. He turned things upside down.
Yeah. Yeah, that he ushered in an entirely different world of TV entertainment.
And I think he changed the comedy world, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it used to be if you were a comedian and you went on The Tonight Show and Johnny had you sit down, that was it.
That was the biggest thing in the world.
But, yep.
Yeah.
And Letterman almost like broke through those barrier type things.
I don't know. Do you think he was that funny?
Letterman?
Yeah.
I enjoyed him. I watched
him. Okay, let me ask you this. Who would you take, David Letterman or Jay Leno?
Oh Letterman.
My God! Not even I never found Jay Leno the
slightest bit funny. Like Leno at all?
Oh my God! No. Jay Leno's hilarious.
Oh my God!
Okay,
Jay Leno.
I've had enough. I
hands
go.
Down.
So I was walking down the street the other day. And I saw these people. Yeah. Oh my God!
Stop!
And I said to Mavis, I said,
he was funny. Okay. That
really?
That makes so much sense now.
Absolutely.
You and I are Letterman guys. Yes. He's a Leno guy. That makes complete sense.
100%.
Quick poll?
I don't know about
and
that.
And I'm not going to put money on this because I know my people, and I know they want me to lose money, so they would specifically go against me. Quick poll. Letterman or Leno? Quick poll. Folks, help us out.
Grab the Civic Media app right now. Download it. Go to a WISS or WGBW lower right-hand corner. Click the text. We will get it.
Jay Leno was hilarious.
Oh
it still is.
He literally never made me. I liked his jaywalking. That was a.
Yeah, that was all right.
When
that
he was a comedian.
His stories.
When he was a comedian and would go on Letterman.
Yeah.
The best.
Yes.
Like, knocked it out of the ballpark.
Right.
But as a host, as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
As an entertainer.
Just don't like
totally
it.
Agree.
He was a little aggressive from the business standpoint.
I just think he was funny.
But that jaywalking when they had him walk over that, whatever was that guy that he put on. Who's the guy that wanted to replace him? And then Jay Leno kind of changed his mind. You know.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. Jay Leno was aggressive. I think he's funny. I think his stories are real. I think they're, I think that guy was hilarious. I would take
please,
him
over
Letterman.
Letterman
any day.
We got texts coming in already.
Are we doing?
Oh, and that, okay, the dog and that's not funny. What's funny
are
stories. Right. He would do those stupid dog tricks.
Yeah.
I love that.
Me too.
So far, Letterman 4-2-2 on Leno.
Okay.
And Johnny Carson got a vote. So
okay, all right.
Johnny Carson's still on. You guys get Antenna TV. It's still on at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
It's on Pluto TV if you get the app on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's not funny.
Well, for his era.
Goodness.
You gotta remember his era though.
Oh my goodness.
I loved his Karnak. Remember the Karnak? Yeah.
The guy had more viewers than anybody ever.
That's because he was the only one on.
No, he wasn't. He had Joey Bishop was a big rival for a while, and Dick Cavett, and
even Pat Sajak took a swing at him.
That's right. So we got a big show coming up, folks. We got a lot of stuff today. We got Billy Duranzo. He's the owner of C Street. You know, we love pubbing local businesses around here.
We love
pubbing new businesses and long established business. And he's with C Street. We're gonna be talking with Billy here in just a little bit. At 7 o'clock, we had Adam Alexander. He was severely wounded Afghanistan vet who's going to the Super Bowl courtesy of J.J. Watt.
Yep.
And at 7:30, ladies and gentlemen, we've got, what have we got, Todd?
This is Uperty.
Uperty, our first round of Uperty. Uper Jeopardy. Laura Wiegert and Steve Grenier are in the studio with us.
Two Upers, right?
One will walk away with the golden pasty.
Love it.
Mine on the mirror. Back at us.
13-month-old baby. From the looking glass.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Give any room in your home a great new look with Dakota Shiplap from Menards.
Hurry in while supplies last for a hot deal on 8-foot Homestead shiplap. Great for walls, trim, and more. Just $7.99 after rebate. Plus, update your kitchen with a Tuscany faucet in stainless or matte black finish with pull-down spout. Just $39.99 after $30 rebate. Price is good through February 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mono and the Mayor here. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app.
I don't know if it's working.
Oh, it's working. How are we doing, Todd?
I'm actually kind of blown away by it.
Okay.
Yeah. Letterman is blowing it out of the water.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Well,
and they're still coming in.
Good. Please, folks. It's Letterman or Leno. Letterman or Leno.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm all right. I'll believe the poll. That's a lot. 80-20. That's significant.
That's like what you used to win with, right? And you're political days?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of politics, I do want to give, just give me a minute. I just want to give a shout out to the city council. Last night, you know, I help out at the new community shelter, and we have groups that come in and pay, prepare, and serve the meal. Green Bay Packaging. And
that's awesome.
Just some great companies and a lot of great churches, too. And so last night, a couple weeks ago, the city council called and said, hey, we would like to, pay, prepare, and serve a meal. And they all showed up, and it was great. And the residents, they have respect for government leaders, and it was just, they were great. And they baked some chickens and made like this, like chicken pot pies. That's what they did, and cut up everything, and they were great. So I just want to thank the city council. I got a bunch of pictures I sent you guys this morning. But that's part of their responsibility, is not just, the Bart Starr Bridge, and those are good things, and, passing the budget. But, to be conscious of what's going on in the community, and they learned a lot. I gave them a tour, obviously, after, and some of them hadn't been there before, and others have. But I just think that showed real leadership.
I think
I
think that's awesome.
And I wish the county would do that. I think it's important that elected people get out and see the good and the bad, and not the good and the bad, but the good and the challenging. So Anyway, that was great. I want to thank all of them for coming out. They were great, and hope to see them again.
That's great. And I salute you. All the kidding aside, I salute the heck out of you for what you do with the homeless shelter. Yeah. I just think that's fantastic.
It's a fantastic place.
And that's your niche. That's kind of your, because it's from the heart with you. It's not like, some people join a club because, what can I get out of this?
Right.
That's not it. You're in there with your sleeves rolled up. You're in the grind. No, so God bless you.
More money in radio.
A lot.
That tells you
a lot,
but
more.
It's the real deal.
By the way, I'm not going to say anything yet because I still haven't met with them, but I had an organization contact me about the Bart Starr situation, the bridge thing. And they want to help team up with me.
Right.
And this could be good.
You keep at that. That's...
Yeah, I am. I'm not going to quit.
No.
I'm not going to quit.
And I drive by there.
You know me.
Every day. No, but we don't know what it's going to end up, but it's going to be better than what's there.
Absolutely. No question.
Right. I mean, you got the DOT, got some property owners.
I understand that. Yeah.
But it's going to be better than that ugly sign.
Yeah. And that ugly barbed wire around
right,
it.
Right.
Did you know that the prisoners make those signs? They're made at the prison.
I thought that was a thing, the license plates, and did they
but
actually
they really,
do it?
They make they the really DOT do? Signs. Yeah.
That'd be
kind of interesting to see.
At the federal one?
I don't know. Don't know. But I was told they actually, the DOT gets their signs from the prisons. They make them.
Because I've been through the prison here a number of times. And they make, I'll tell you what else they make. They make like really cool, like bird baths.
Yes.
Yes. Those are unbelievable.
Yes. I spoke there one time. Oh, man, this had to be 15 years ago now. And they showed me that. They made these really cool bird baths.
So I said to the guy, can they come to a park and build one?
No,
they're not getting out of here.
No road trip.
He says, we'll make it for you here.
Yeah.
But we won't.
Yes,
we won't.
I saw the same thing.
And it's, you know, they're not in a big rush, so they pay attention to detail.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. They have little birds on there and flowers.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, that's cool that we utilize them and that they're learning a trade when they're there, because it is supposedly a reformatory.
Right.
So you would like to think they're being reformed.
Yes. I'd like to see how they make those signs, though. Yes.
Can
the homeless shelter use ladies' clothing donations?
Yes. Let me tell you, Bill Morgan, who was there last night, has some...
One of our great friends.
He is, and has sweaters. And he goes, you know, I'm a little bigger guy. And I'm like, well, look around. We have some bigger clients, too. We're an adult homeless shelter. So we have men and women who live there, 108. And it's about 60-40, but... Yes, if you drop off kids' clothes, we would send those to, you know, Freedom House and distribute them properly. I mean, nothing that gets donated would be landfilled, but we would find a proper home for it. But in terms of women's clothing, when people come to the community shelter, and Johnny and Todd have been there, they walk through those doors with nothing, and I mean nothing. Really, no friends, no support, no money, no clothes. And so one of the first things we do after we go through an intake process and set some goals is – they go up to kind of like a CVS. I mean, there's just a lot of, you know, feminine products. There's razors and stuff for men. But then there's also clothes.
That's great.
And it's all separated. It's not like a pile of clothes dig through. It really is a nice place. It makes them feel good. So they pick a couple sets of clothes. And so, yes, the answer to do they accept women's clothing, adult women's clothing? Absolutely. We'd appreciate that.
And then what do they do? Just show up there basically and drop them off?
Oh, yeah. Right. We're open. I mean, we're a community shelter. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we never close. Just come to the front door. It's 301 Mather Street.
Basically right off the corner of Broadway and Mather.
Right. The clinic is on the corner, so you just drive another, you know.
Right behind it.
And, just come through the front doors and drop it off. There's a room there, and we will then go through it and give it to the appropriate people. So, yes. Thank you for whoever sent that in.
Awesome.
That was Sue from Suamico.
Thanks,
Little
Sue.
Suamico.
Oh, I know Sue. She's awesome.
Great. Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you, Sue. Right. Thank you very much. Our poll so far, Letterman 85%, Leno 15%.
We've got to fix that app.
Yeah. I mean, it's just an exit poll, but we'll see how it goes down the stretch here.
I don't want to get into the weeds, but that shocks me.
Leno
is so funny. Letterman was kind of stupid funny, whereas Leno was like real, what?
That is true. I mean, but that's what we all loved about him. The guy was the first one to take, you know, taking watermelons to the top of a tall building and throwing them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, remember that guy was here in Green Bay? He used to smash watermelons.
Gallagher, was it?
Yeah.
Kind of like dropping ping pong balls from a helicopter.
Well, that's funny.
Making 500 pasties when you've never made one before in one day.
That is funny,
that's
too.
Funny. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyway, besides the poll, we've got a great show coming up. And I'm excited. I got to get out
of this. Really do. I mean, said Billy, owner of C Street's, going to be here in just a few minutes. Adam Alexander, once again, Adam is a wonderful friend of mine, just a wonderful gentleman, severely injured in Afghanistan, was given a 5% chance to live. He is not only living, he is thriving with a little boy, and everything is going great with him. And J.J. Watt, we're going to find out the whole story, but J.J. Watt wanted to send one person on his tab to the Super Bowl, and Adam was the person selected. It's going to be great talking to him. And then, once again, at 7:30, our first edition of...
This is Jeopardy!
He loves saying that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. This could be fun. We got a fun show going on today, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you stay with us. Mono and the Mayor, back right after this.
You take with me.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It was a beautiful day for Ag Day at the Capitol this week. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Nearly 300 Farm Bureau members gathered in Madison to learn more about state issues affecting agriculture and meet with their state legislators. Farm Bureau's Executive Director of Governmental Relations, Jason Munyaini, says they've seen a significant increase in attendance this year.
Things like health plans, things like protect our farms, those types of kind of really engaging policies that we really need to be able to protect farming for the future is why we've seen such an incredible growth this year. We're about 20% higher in attendance than we were last year, and this isn't a non-budget year, which typically there's a little bit of a lull just based on kind of the way things shake out. But we're looking to close to 300 individuals this year. I think there's a lot of engagement. I think the people who have not been engaged before are coming to the table. This year, we've, for the first time ever, we covered all the registration costs for our Collegiate Farm Bureau members to come and attend. And we saw people from all three of our Collegiate Farm Bureau chapters come and attend today.
Jason Munyaini is the Executive Director of Governmental Relations with Wisconsin Farm Bureau. If you didn't get a chance to attend Ag Day at the Capitol this week, you can see what was discussed at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's a dollar 34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big, big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org.
The Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo kicks off today at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Farm Director Pam Yonke will be broadcasting live from the show. Follow along at Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board got some business done before Expo. The board updated its strategic plan and approved checkoff-supported research projects for 2024. In total, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board approved at least 15 projects for checkoff funding. These projects address some production priorities for the state's nearly 11,000 soybean growers. You can look out for that story coming today at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Some patchy fog this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the rest of the day, although we will see a little bit of off and on sunshine at times. Our high right around 40 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. Then on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
A little bit of a blur.
He's just mumbling over here. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a Thursday morning. As you mentioned, it's nice out there, 32 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh, right here at 97.9 FM. We got a big show today. And, you know, one of the things, Jim, we always talked about, we love talking to local business people.
Small businesses,
you know, folks that have done it, rolled up their sleeves and took the leap and they're done it. And one of my really great friends here, the owner of C Street, which one is one of the cool bars in Green Bay, just one of those cool places, just stop in. You know you're not going to be dealing with any knuckleheads. You get a great drink. It's going to be, you know, just polite, nice people. Billy Duranzo is joining us. Billy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, brother. Yeah,
it's good to see you, man.
Thanks for getting me up.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. The guy who owns C Street, this is probably not your peak time.
No. Sometimes you're going to bed about this time.
I was going to say.
On the weekends, at least.
Yeah. But, you know, Billy, I really mean, like, when I stopped in to watch the Badger game the other night.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't get whatever station was. I don't know. I go off on my cable company.
You're cheap, is what you're.
Well, that, yeah, I didn't want to say that.
Okay, that's all right.
I don't want to say that. But it's just it's one of those places you go to, and it's like you're just comfortable there. You know, some place you go to, and it's like, oh, sure. How's the clientele? Is there gonna be some jerk? Is there gonna be... And your place is just cool.
It is popcorn. Oh, it's just
and it's customer always been service. That way.
Yeah,
it's
just It has. We were blessed to be able to get it, it's been 3 years now. It was our anniversary in October. So going on 4 years, that was a blink of an eye. But I was a customer of C Street for years. Would go in there admiring that woodwork. Jeff Gels, the previous owner, shout out to Jeff for letting us buy it from him. And I have two wonderful partners, Teddy and Maurice. Got to say hi to them. It's nice to have really good business partners. That helps, and especially in this business.
It's a little quieter place. I mean, in terms of you don't do a lot of advertising, and it's on Cherry Street, right next to City or right.
Yep,
City
right,
Hall,
right on the corner of Cherry Adams, right there, right by Associated Bank.
And I thought you had a great singer there that night, the Irish type guy who was singing.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, his shout out to Sam Bodie. He'll love this if he can hear his name on the radio. Yeah, he's a great little jazz pianist. But he does he actually going into that gig. He said I want to mix in a little bit of Irish stuff, tuning up for St. Patrick's Day. But yeah, we actually got two guys playing in a couple of weeks named Sawdust Symphony. A couple of guys out of Milwaukee, phenomenal musicians. But that space only. You only can have, a couple guys.
Right.
It's too small.
But it was just cool. It was very cool. But you know what? I was a big fan of the TV show Mad Men.
Sure.
And they could film an episode of Mad Men in that place. That is like 1957, 58, 59 personified, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It's all about the lighting. I think, you know, when you go in there and we dim it down, everybody looks better in the dark, after a few cocktails.
How did I look that night?
You know, John.
The lights weren't dim enough.
There was something, actually.
Hey, John, let me turn this light off here. Over here.
The way the glow of the dartboard was coming off and shining off your head. And,
sheen.
It was like a scene in the movie when I first saw you sit down. I
saw myself in the mirror.
Is that guy? Yeah. Is he wearing makeup again? The radio guy?
I know.
Yeah. No, you look great.
Your place is, it's unique. It's different. Because when we talk about, TGI Fridays or not, whatever the big things are. But your place, when you walk in there.
It's classic.
It's classic. But it is. And tell me about the longevity of some of your bartenders.
Well, our girls are great,
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for saying that, because we're very blessed. We have five part-time
employees, and they're everything. I mean, when you own a bar or any business for that matter, your employees really run the show and represent you when you're not there, right, especially in the bar business. And we have a presence there. I still bartend. I'm down there Mondays and Tuesdays. That's when I caught you, yeah, John, and which was great. And I think, you know, for us, our partners, is that we want to make it like you're hosting a party at your house. You know, you're inviting, right, people over. Yeah. You want it warm. You want to switch the tunes up. You know, some people, there's a guy at the party who wants country. You know, there's a guy that wants some classic rock. You mix in some R&B and some other things. And that's what we set up there. And the girls, yeah, they're incredible. And they've been with us from the start, you know, and John alluded to the clientele's good. You're going to feel, yeah, safe there. We yeah, make sure somebody that's, you know, been overserved at maybe one of the other great establishments, you know, sorry, we got to cut you off. We don't allow anyone to really mess around in there. So
your business relies on the local, kind of the neighborhood, the local people. You know, some businesses, it's all about the Packer games, and sure, but you do a pretty good draw on Packer games because, you know, we'll come down here and make a few stops. And
well, 100% those home games, which are, you know, it's funny, as people, you know, so passionate about, obviously, our Packers and any city that has a sporting team, those home weekends are incredible for us. So that Friday, Saturday night leading, yeah, up to that home game, the hotels are packed, the restaurants are packed, it's bodies, and that's huge. But no, our goal at C Street, when you walk in the doors, to make you a regular. You know, when you, right, come in, if it's your first time in there, we want to welcome you. We want to try to get to know you. Obviously, remember your drink. That's a, you know, an old bartender's trick. But
what's mine?
You were drinking Vodka Diet 7 that night.
Thank,
yeah,
you.
So, yeah, I'm on,
wow,
that.
I'm glad he put, yeah, in some Diet 7.
Yeah, he didn't. He did the old, I'll have one more, but right, had one more. Although, after one more.
In honor of Todd, I had a, yeah, spotted cow to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Started out with a cow. He's like, you know, my producer's the best in the world. I got to do this. Oh, I don't. He goes, don't worry. I don't even like this, but I like Todd. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that was great. That's a privilege. I feel, yeah, very, yeah, honored.
Yeah. Your honor.
He said you wouldn't believe this guy's beard and his smile from through the glass, which I could see it.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah. It was. It got scary. Weird. I'll be honest with you.
Johnny's also one of those guys who, you know, drinks before he goes out. So
yeah, yeah. Well, it's warm up. Once again, going back to I don't have cable, I'm saving money.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
How hard is it keeping health these days? Oh, isn't, man, that one of the toughest things in your business, your field these days?
You know, more, I think people that have restaurants that went through COVID and back of the house people, we don't have a kitchen. We're liquid only. And we've been really lucky. The girls that, because bottom line is, you know, you're here to make money in that business. They're paid off of tips. Our clientele, most people that walk in the door, are very, very generous to us. You know, yeah, the holidays were phenomenal. I wish it was December every, yeah, every month. You know, people get out that Christmas money. But so we've been lucky. Our core girls, I think the latest one that we had hired, you know, she's been with us now for well over a year. And then we have one that goes back 3 years from the day we opened. So we're lucky that way.
Well,
so
you're being humble when you use the word lucky. It's one of those things, the, yeah, harder you work, the luckier you get, and you work hard.
Well,
I mean,
thank you. I appreciate that.
But small business, Johnny and I try to feature a small business every week, and it's tough. I mean, it you're making it sound like, oh, it's great, great employees, great customers, great tips.
I mean,
tips,
we love, yeah, downtown Green Bay.
But it's tough.
I feel honored to be working in downtown Green Bay. I just love downtown Green Bay. So all the establishments down here, we literally want to do whatever we can in our small part to just help foster, make sure everybody, you know, stays successful.
Coffee shop, restaurants, bars, just we just really appreciate what you bring, that, yeah, that unique flavor. We don't want to be Applebee's, sure, and everywhere USA. We want to be
100%.
Histon.
There's only really three letters that kind of hold up small business. It's and it's called the IRS. You know, so, I mean, and any IRS agents out there, I love you guys. You're phenomenal.
But, oh, sure.
We do too. But Jim and I do too.
But you know, you know, taxes are tough in this gig. But no, it's a grind. And but you know, when you love it, like anyone tells you, you know, you have a passion for it. And we have a passion for downtown Green Bay. And you, to be honest with you, you know, Jim, I'm glad I'm in here with you, because I thought you did a phenomenal job with revitalizing downtown Green Bay. Because Green Bay is a unique place where, you know, Lambeau's over in Ashwaubenon, which, you know, and I know that's two and a half miles from here, but it, you know, it's, we're two different kind of downtowns.
Absolutely.
Everything's sucked over by the stadium. So when you can get, you know, thriving restaurants are huge for us. You know, we lost Coco when they moved, you know, that was a tough hit.
Right.
So anybody's down here, you know, cause people, what's great about C Street is people come and pre-cocktail at us before dinner at the Chop House or Angelina,
yeah,
Manjari, all these beautiful places. they'll pre-cocktail, and then afterward they'll come over, you know. Right. So all the bodies, you know.
We're walkable. You know, it's a clean city. It's a safe city.
Sure.
And, you know, I remember businesses coming in, and we didn't want the chains. We wanted C Street. We wanted Angelina's. Well, that's what makes Green Bay unique. And
100%.
And Schwabadon, you know, I wouldn't eat in half the restaurants on a night of. But, I mean, here it's unique. And I think people who live here appreciate it. And I think the people who visit here, and like I said, you know, I'm down here. We do a lot of entertaining on Packer weekends because we have friends come in. And this is the footprint I like. And thanks for being part of it.
And you get tons of options. You know, Vintage Cantina, you know, what a spot. You know, the Black and Tan now revitalized with those guys and that building. And
that 1001 Club.
And we got a great Waterfront Market right here. Right. If you ever been there, but you got to check
that out. M4 Wine Bar across the bridge. In Prohibition, I'm a cigar guy. I've smoked cigars all over the country. You go in there. The leather, the brick, the way they've done it, it's an incredible place to bring
the
people.
The bourbon.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, I just joined a bourbon club.
Oh,
wow. Just over the internet.
Really? Over there? At
no, it's just online.
So you're sipping on vodka and not seven on your bourbon guy?
Well, here's the deal, though. The reason is because I'm just fascinated by it.
Sure.
Because when I was doing the stuff for the veterans organization I worked for in Appleton, and we did a golf tournament with Rocky Blyer. But anyway, a guy donated a bottle of bourbon. I'm like, oh, well, thanks. And he goes, well, this will be about $1,500. I go, $1,500? He goes, $1,500. I go, for a bottle of bourbon?
Was it Pappy?
I mean, yes, it was Pappy Van Winkle.
Oh, sure.
And I'm like, what? Yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, when we do this, sometimes it's $200 a shot. Yeah. I'm like, what? Yeah. So I'm just fascinated by that whole thing.
Oh, for sure.
What is this? It's unbelievable.
Tequila and bourbon, probably the two hottest liquids right
now. Wow. So I'm just curious in learning more about it.
Oh, it's incredible that, you know, bourbon, the process of bourbon, and since owning C Street, I got into bourbon. I like bourbon a lot. I like Manhattans. But, they're all flavored like beers. I mean, they're all, you like a hoppy beer, you like a light beer. Yeah. Bourbon's the same way, and the way it's aged and the way it's barreled, you know, it's...
I'm just fascinated by that. That would be a big thing. I got a text here. Sure. Back in the day, C Street and the old Candlestick Lounge.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. Well, like, the stick was... We talked about it before we went on. Some people are, where were we? You know, I think you're at the stick and came over to C Street. But, yeah, iconic.
But a nice place to be affiliated with. You know what I mean? Like
100%.
Because that was old Green Bay, very unique. Hey, I just got to ask you, Billy, what's the most popular drink? Is it Spotted Cow what do people drink?
Cow on tap. We have four beers on tap, so we don't have a lot of tap beer, but Cow kills it. And then I got two locals from Titletown Brewery.
Oh, nice.
Johnny Blood and Amber and Hinterland Brewery, which is, I mean, we are so blessed with breweries in Green Bay.
Isn't that the truth?
It's incredible. And they're all quality, all of them. And I have a Badger State in the can and some other local ones, but... you know, the most popular drinks, I think we tear through a lot of Captain. We tear through a lot of vodka. We muddle our old fashions. So real whiskey, you know, a lot of people have old fashioned mix. We actually take the orange, the cherry, the bitters, the sweet. We muddle it. You know, you take that little extra time and people that taste our old fashions usually have two or three.
And you don't need to advertise that. People, when they see that, they're going to tell other people
100%.
About you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put in that extra effort.
Right.
For sure.
That. Coupled with the customer service and your price points are good. And I know your price points are good because John Mino goes there. So,
so Johnny gets the I'm a cool radio guy discount. No, any of you on the radio, you get a discount.
Yeah.
Even producers with nice beards.
There we go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want you to drop names, and far be it for me to drop a name.
Sure.
But you must
Todd. Oh my God, Todd just fell out of his chair.
That's with two D's.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, you must get some unique people in there once in a while. I mean, because it's so cool.
We do. You know what's been incredible? Is the why am I drawing a blank with the hotel now? They're the boutique hotel, the Northland. Phenomenal place. Shout out to the Northland. They've been phenomenal for us. They send customers over, and some of the football teams have stayed down there.
Absolutely.
We get a lot of the coaches that are on the road, it's very cool.
And I know they got the contract with Fox because those guys stay there. So they look for places like
100%.
Al's Hamburgers, C Street, Angelina's. So
Andrew Whitworth was just in there when he was in town, you know, a TV person. Charles Woodson's a good buddy of ours. He comes in all the time. He's shout out to Charles. He's got a bourbon. Got a treasure.
Does he?
Woodson Whiskey Bourbon. Shout out to Charles.
We got to talk about Q-Stick around.
Bigger than wine. Yeah. Okay.
We're going to set a quick break. We'll be back with more with Billy, the owner of C Street. Mine or the mayor. Back after this.
I love you and me, baby.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Having a great time today. We got Adam Alexander, the the Afghanistan war veteran, who's going to the Super Bowl coming up. We've got Upper Jeopardy coming up. But right now, we're with Billy Duranzo, owner of C Street. And Jim and I, when we started this show, we said, hey, we want to support as many downtown Green Bay businesses as humanly possible. And C Street is just such a cool, classy place. And Billy, I've loved to own a bar. And everybody says they want to own a bar. And then about halfway through, they go, oh, man, last thing in the world I want to do is own this bar.
Yeah.
There are so many things behind. Everybody thinks it's cool.
100%.
They see you serving drinks, looks talking to people, piece of cake.
You're the man.
What's it like behind the curtain owning a bar?
Yeah, it's tough on the waistline, I'll tell you what. And alcohol isn't really the greatest thing for you when you're selling a product that can get out of control. But no, I love it. I love to host the party. I love that atmosphere. Once again, I have great support from my partners. Teddy, Mo, and the staff. If you have great staff, it's great. But no, it's a grind. It's, you guys are up early in the morning, which, you know, that was an interesting experience for me this morning. and by the way, can someone fix the light on Jim? I don't know if you have any pull with traffic around here, but I sat at the light facing north on Washington. I was going to run the light. I'm not kidding. Because I was running late.
I swear to God, that is
I'm like, Todd, the producer, was going to kill me. I was the only guy at that intersection.
Right.
I
sat there for 90 seconds.
It was unbelievable. Like,
that's a hot button longest topic for Jim.
When you sit at a light, and I know they got the sensors, I think, on the pavement.
No, that's
I was backing up. I was going forward. I was breaking so many laws just now. I was going to call John and say, John, I'm cuffed. I'm cuffed right now.
The Steve Grenier, who's coming on to play this Jeopardy, Upper Jeopardy, is the director of public works, and one of his divisions is the lights. And I don't want to say when I was mayor, Johnny doesn't like that, but when I was, we do a
shot every time he says when I was mayor, we do a shot.
Is it in the title of the show?
we took out some intersections, and it's like $7,000 to synchronize the lights, and they stopped doing that. I will say the traffic engineer who's in charge of lights left and went to Madison. No excuse.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. So we drive to work at like 5:30.
Yeah.
Okay, 20 to 6. And 10 to 6. You sit at these lights forever.
It's brutal because you're the only car
right
there.
Yeah.
And you want to run it. Like I'll be honest, I was going to break the law this morning.
Yeah.
And I obey every law.
I want to get back to
got a quick text. I sat with Paul Horning over a drink there 25 years ago. He was in town doing a preseason Packer game.
There you go.
Yeah,
C Street history. It's amazing. You know the first dates I get from people, which is incredible. I mean, people come in, you know, north of 50, north of 60, you know, and they'll be like, I had our first date with my wife of 26 years at C Street. That's huge.
All right.
And you see it. You can see it in their eyes. You know, I had a guy that had lost his wife. And it, you know, I'm an emotional guy, you know, so I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. But it was a fond memory for him. So,
And then we talked about the Northland Hotel, and to create memories is something that these chains don't do. And that's something that you will do.
Yeah.
I want to just talk about that it's okay to go and have a couple drinks. You know, you got to be drink responsible.
Sure, 100%.
That is like after work, and work is stressful. And to go and just be like, that's like a living room, right? The paneling and the customer service. And I just think that is very.
And you're not going to deal with knuckleheads.
Right.
Right. I mean, besides the owners, they're knuckleheads.
Or if I'm in there.
We're a bunch of knuckleheads. Yeah.
Is that Mino down there?
Yeah. No, it's therapeutic. I'll be honest with you. And you got to be responsible. I mean, no question. But it's a good bartender. You know, it needs to know when to engage and when to back off.
Right.
You know, John's a celebrity. He came in there. I'm like, I don't know if I should approach this guy. Look at his head. Could hardly fit through the door.
Right.
Like, I mean, in all honesty, you know, a good bartender is going to gauge when to engage and not. And sometimes people need to unwind and just swirl that drink, and others just need a conversation at the end of the day. And, you know, it's an adult spa. Basically.
You know, the bar reminds me of kind of, cause I lived in Appleton for a couple of years.
Cleo's?
Yes. Cleo's. Sure.
We get that all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. I'm not putting up all those Christmas lights. Though. I love Cleo's. Cleo's is phenomenal. Yeah. Shout out to that bar.
But it's got that same feel to it.
100% lower ceiling lighting. Yeah. Lighting's huge. You know, we have a lot of last call lights on in Green Bay when you go into places, and I know people need to see the menu, and you know, that, you know, you go to Chicago or Milwaukee, lighting is huge. And, you know, that sets the mood. I think that sets the tone to calm down after if you work in a radio station with bright lights, you know.
Right.
You know, like.
And knuckleheads.
And knuckleheads, yeah. Producers and
right.
co-host.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vodka's good for both of those things. So, yeah, no, it's, you're 100%.
I got to get back to something. We're talking bourbon.
Yeah.
What's the most expensive bourbon you have?
We have Blanton's Gold, which Blanton's is the one with the little horse on top. It's extremely popular. Blanton's. We have the regular Blanton's and the Gold. Both of those. You know, the bottle price to us is not the most expensive thing. It's hard to get. You're allocated.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can go to a lot of liquor stores. And Blanton's does a clever thing. They have the little horse with letters on it spelling out Blanton's whiskey. So these collectors get into that. So, you know, but Blanton's is, you know, it's $80 for 2 ounces. I mean, it's, yeah. But it's the bottle's almost gone. So I wasn't wrong, you know. So it's, you know, people in life spend money on different things. You know, I think sometimes with booze, people are like, wait a second, I bought that at Costco the other day and I've been drinking it, you know, and it was $6 for the bottle. Why are you selling it for $6 a shot? You know, well, you're paying for the lights and the good bartender and the atmosphere. And
right.
The glassware. And there's more built into the price of a cocktail.
A chance to have a drink next to me.
You could rub elbows
with John Lino.
Yeah, right. Mayor, ex-mayor Jim Smith could be in there. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, my God.
But you know, one of those things.
That's why we have Sharpies there, John.
We got it all.
In case you got to sign something.
But yeah. Some of those have become where people don't open them, right? They'll buy these expensive bottles of bourbon and they don't open them.
100%. Yeah. Which, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't quite get that. I mean,
you know, we went back to Charles Woodson, and Charles had his first wine that came out. Was pretty, the price point was high. It was up north of 100. And
right.
Wow.
He would meet people and they'd be like, oh, have you, you know, we bought your bottle of wine. He goes, how was it? And he goes, well, we haven't opened it yet. And he's like, well, what? You know, like, I want you to try it. I put a lot of work into that. So he switched gears and changed his price point. Now you can get his bottles now for $35-$40. Okay. You know,
he was selling them for $122.
Yeah.
Because it was a
sure.
number. A bottle. Okay. And we had a fundraiser at.
Well, 21 or 24. Those are his two numbers. Yeah.
Was it 21?
Yeah, 21.
Not 22. It's 21. 121.
Sure. Yep.
And at Republic. And he did a fundraiser for me, which was great. I'm a huge fan of his. But his wine. A lot of people bought it, but I don't know that they drank it. I'm with you.
Right.
It was just, and he signed the bottles too, which was cool.
Oh, yeah. He's incredible. He has still supports, you know, we talked about Ashok Rai earlier from Purvey, and him and Ashok are buddies because Ashok went to Michigan. So they're, huge fans. So, yeah, Charles is phenomenal. So
tell me, so C Street up with you.
1 minute.
Okay. I just want to say, I would just go over your hours again. And it's just a great living room.
So Monday through Saturday, we're closed on Sundays. It's a day of rest for everyone, basically, or a day for fun for us. Yeah, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the doors open up at 5:00. Happy hour, 2-for-1 every you know, every day except Saturday. Thursday and Friday, we open the doors at 4:00. You know, and then we go to bar close. You know, and the happy hour Monday through Friday, 2-for-1. It's good. Yeah.
Thanks for sticking in there and doing it.
Absolutely,
you guys are amazing.
We love you. And
thank you, producer Todd.
What you're doing is what makes downtown Green Bay cool.
I appreciate you guys so
Keep
much.
It going, my brother.
We'll get you back.
Great seeing you. Great having you in.
Thanks.
I won't be a stranger.
You're my man.
All right,
C Street.
Mind of the Mayor. We got Adam Alexander, our Afghanistan war veteran, who's going to the Super Bowl coming up. Back after this. Keep on learning.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You you can live out your MasterChef dreams. When you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.